Oh, how we doing?
All right.
How we doing? And welcome to KCOK, the number one
news radio show.
Psych, it's 20 pod.
Long, put 2 minute pause.
Yeah, I don't understand. All right. Hey, guys. Welcome back to the 20%, Seattle's coolest podcast. I deemed it, so it's true.
Yep.
TM.
Trademark. Pending. Patent pending.
Patent. We have a patent on the coolest podcast.
Do you think we could do that? Can we?
Let's try.
What's a patenting?
Well, people like football players patent like nicknames of themselves or phrases they say.
Like, okay, so if you know Kyle and the fucking, what are their name, the Nelk Boys, if they can trademark fucking Full Send, then I think we can trademark something. You know, I think
20 pod.
20 pod.
So. Except for, it's funny because I feel like a lot of our viewers really don't know why it's the 20 pod.
We're for the service industry. You go anywhere and at any moment in time and you know, you're at a retail place or probably not retail, but you're eating at a restaurant, tip your fucking server, dude. Even if your server is like kind of a dick.
At least tip like something.
That server that was a dick at the fucking pasta place at what was that alley? Post Alley in Seattle by Pike's.
I still tipped him.
I still tipped him.
Said.
Yeah.
We were downtown Seattle yesterday, and I was like, "Oh, you want to go eat there?" And he's like, "No, they're too unattractive."
We were just
that was so funny leaving those reviews.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and he responded to every single one of them too. And I ate all my food because I was really hungry. And I was like, the servers there are wildly unattractive. He's like, well, you still eat your whole plate. And I was like, I don't respond.
Well, your face is still fucked.
Yeah, you're still unattractive. Yeah.
But yeah, what is...
But no, just tip, you know?
Yeah.
Tip when you're out places. Even if they're dicks, they probably had a long day. And, you know, even if they're dicks, they probably...
People
who
are rude to waiters, man, you're an asshole. Like, you're like not even in that scenario, you're a terrible person.
You've had spit in your food. You've had it happen before.
This is the most fucked thing I ever did. I was 17 working at this gas station where we also serve food. And I was cutting this old lady's sub. I was making it for her, and she was being such a bitch. And I accidentally, like, cut my hand.
Was it a Subway? Or
No. It was this gas station that also sold food.
Okay.
It's like a gas station deli type thing. And I sliced my hand, and I got a little blood droplet on her sub roll.
And oh,
my
God.
And I was just, like, I was just angry in 17, and I was like, order up.
who's going to go outside?
Wait, is the door open?
Yeah, I opened it. Sorry.
Oh, corral the cat. Corral the cat.
Yeah.
Yeah. What the fuck's up with news stations, though?
Yeah, I don't understand.
Yeah. What's your
like?
Give
how
me,
is
give
it
me
2020? It's 2020. You still have a lag. Like FaceTime, like on a cellular device, is going to be way faster than this. You know.
Like, whenever they're like they're sitting at like that desk and they're like giving the story in their suits and they're like, "Go to you, Tom." And there's like this 4 second pause where it's just like Tom standing there awkwardly with a microphone, like. Yeah. Jump on it, like no, like just start talking, even if you don't see your face
people
yet.
People
like,
want information.
Jump on that shit. It's so unprofessional.
Well, thinking about it now, like the only people that watch the news are in their 70s, so maybe they're just giving the audience like the demographic.
Time to catch up.
Yeah, like the time for it to actually like register in their brains,
so they don't just go what.
Or maybe they just do it for like the aesthetic
about?
Now. Like it's been like that for so long.
Now they can't change it up.
They do it just for like
the pause is expected.
Yeah. No, we're in too deep. Gotta keep pausing. But yeah, I wanna make us get out of that. I've been thinking about that for a little while. It's just
or,
like really long pauses in between.
What if they like did something during the pause? Like they were like dancing or doing like
yeah,
finger
there's
guns
no goofy,
or something.
Like
instead of just
there's,
standing
there's
there.
Some like caught on camera like,
yeah but like those are like
YouTube
accidental like I mean like
yeah.
Someone like actual being like kind of a clown
like maybe like, news can be entertaining at some point
yeah revive the news we're
I feel like it's just dead like there's nothing left they just have the internet
there's nothing left
like cable TV is definitely dying we don't
who has yeah
I
it's
mean,
it's all the streaming services.
I mean, we don't have cable TV, and it is because we're poor. But even if we did have the money for it, I think
cable TV is pretty cheap, right? Like just basic
no,
cable.
It's like
no,
it's expensive. It's like $60.
Expensive.
What?
So you could
More.
Have literally like like all the TV streaming things, or like at least the main basics, and get most of what she would already watch without commercials for less. So it's like, why would anyone own cable?
Oh, actually.
Yeah. I don't know. I made banana bread for work today.
This dude's been making banana bread left and right.
I actually had some bananas that are going bad. If you want them,
yeah, I'll take.
If you want to make one more loaf,
it's like it's my thing. Like that's you know that's what I have to offer. Like that's it. Like
that's what you were born to do.
That's my only talent. But I made it and I brought in two loaves to work and I was like, okay, maybe like they'll eat like half of this, like you know, one loaf total, and I tell some people in the morning and bro, like they go in for it, like as if they're from a third world country and they're like, they're starving and gonna die. I was like, and then I come back on like on my first, before my first break, even like within the hour. And I was like, hey, yo, like have some respect for your body or something, you know, like, this is a lot. Like if you want to buy a loaf, just ask, like, I don't know.
Start selling banana bread.
Why aren't you selling slices?
I was thinking about it, like, cause like, you go to Starbucks or like any cafe or coffee shop, you get a slice of banana bread. It's like $5. Like,
yeah, for undercut them, dude. Sell it for $2.50. $3. Yeah.
$3 a slice.
And they're fat slices.
I was thinking like $15-$20 a loaf.
Oh, okay. Something. I was going to say a slice. I was like, whoa, that's yeah, pretty special.
Well, I put a note on it that said $10 a slice. And I guess there were some people at work that walked by it, said like someone that like works in the break room. But like they said that they walked by it, like a few people like were like, oh, $10 a slice, way too much. And then just like kept walking. And I was like, okay, well, at that point, like you don't deserve it. Like at that, like good. Like you really like assume that I would say, like, I don't know. That's just your own stupidity at that point.
And since we're like waiting to hear back on this apartment, and this one's like significantly smaller than this place. Mm-hmm. I was like, dude, we should have a yard sale or something.
Yeah.
I don't know now with COVID. I don't know if people are still having yard sales, but
where would you? Well, you can have it in my yard.
Yes. Oh my god.
I was like, where would you have it? You don't have a yard.
And then we could catch the attention of all the tweakers walking down the alley.
Oh my god! Can you imagine? Yeah, there's like just discount, like five tweakers. We could put up a
discount rack for like the tweaker section.
It's like screws and bolts and random shit
for nickel and dime.
I could be like the character, like the Durag Cyrus character, like, and just like have my Durag on and just in a wife beater. Like, hey, you want to buy this shit? You know, because once my SoundCloud pop off, I ain't gonna have no more shit to sell you, because I'm just gonna have shit, you know.
Oh my god.
Speaking of sketchy characters in Everett, the really bad thing I did.
Oh yeah, what's this thing you did?
So I kind of hit a pedestrian with my car on Broadway.
Like how bad?
Like, well, he just kept walking.
What?
I was trying to like, I was trying to turn onto Broadway and I was like looking left and I was like turning right and I was like kind of creeping forward to look around the corner and then I just hear this like thud on my like,
it was like slow. Like,
holy
slowly,
shit.
Right?
What?
It was slowly.
Yeah, it was
right?
Slowly. Like, how, like
below
10?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, because I was just creeping to, like, peek around the
right,
corner.
Right.
And it was early in the morning, and my windows were kind of, like, foggy because it was cold.
That's funny.
And so, but, yeah, he kind of, like, just, like, slid his ass across the hood of my car and then just, like, kept walking. I was like, ah, I'm so sorry. And I was, like, yelling at him, and he didn't even, like, look back at me. He just, like, kept walking down Broadway.
They're, like, literally, I don't know, they're cockroaches, just the scavengers of, like, of Everett and Highway 99 and
Rucker. Did you get scared?
Yeah, I felt very traumatized that I, like, hit a pedestrian. Like,
honestly, in that area, you're like, probably, like, the fourth person to hit them that day. And they're like, oh, yeah,
I know, on Broadway.
Part of the commute.
I just felt really bad. Yeah. Like,
I wouldn't. I wouldn't.
Speaking of cars, your boy's got a car.
Was that
car. The Mazda
it was parked out there?
Yeah.
What? How did that happen?
I was just, like, bored at work last week, mm-hmm. and I was searching for apartments and stuff, and then I was just bored, so I was like looking up cars, mm-hmm. and one caught my eye, and I was like, all right, I'm gonna do it.
Wow.
The people that were giving it away were moving out. This was on Thursday, and they were moving out of state on Saturday, and they just needed it gone. And there's nothing wrong with it. I paid $1,000 for it. The only thing is the driver's door lock sometimes doesn't work, so I can't get in or out of the driver door sometimes. So sometimes I have to enter through the back seat and leave out
you
the passenger.
And Cyrus's car. You're
but
like
it has character.
Yeah.
No, and it's legal now. I went to the DMV and I got plates, registration. It's in my name. Boom, got insurance on this baby.
There we go. They gave you a title this time.
Yeah, it's legit. It's not fake like the last one. But it feels really good. And it had a sunroof I didn't know about.
Ooh.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah. Living lavish.
You got to take a joyride down to Everett.
Okay.
That's pretty exciting.
And I was like, damn, dude, 20 years old. This is good. I was like, that's good. Yeah. And like, an insurance on this thing's still like $160. Like, how the fuck how do you afford anything in this life? what's going on? But you know what? It's mine. I paid for it.
Are you gonna name it?
Molly the Mazda. Because I love Molly and it's a Mazda. But yeah, now instead of a hour and a half, 3-bus commute each way to work, it'll now be a 20-minute drive.
That's awesome.
Yeah, pretty happy about that.
It's funny because I was like wondering why Cyrus is parked over there and whose car that was. I was like, that's not Lauren's, is it? But
nope, your boy grew up.
All of our cars are like taking up most of this parking lot.
Yeah, I know, we have so many. But yeah, I bought a car. I got a new phone. And then paying for all that shit, dude, my savings took a hit.
Oof.
And then moving into a new place. Yeah. Talk about the apartment, dude.
So we went down to Fremont, and that was super dope. We drove down there, and you Ryan jumped right on it and got it. Like, you
I scheduled
people.
The viewing like the day, like a couple hours after it was posted. Mm-hmm. Like, and for those who don't know what Fremont is, it's like 2 miles outside of like downtown Seattle. It's like
Seattle.
Yeah, it's a Seattle, which is awesome, dude. It's a Seattle address. Mm-hmm. Something I've wanted for the last 4 fucking years.
It's right like in the city though. Like we got bay windows, and the living room is what sells it for me.
Yeah, that's what I really liked, because Ryan showed me a picture, because I like places with character, and those windows have character.
It's like a 100-year-old building. Yeah. The bay windows, it's on the 4th floor, overlooks the street.
Nice.
There's so many cool little shops and restaurants right there, and it's literally 2 miles to Pike Place and like the Space Needle.
That's awesome.
It's the best location we could have possibly gotten. And the price is literally it's the exact price of this place.
Dang.
Yeah, that's why when we toured it, we were just like, looked at each other like, yo, we need to like do this.
Yeah. So we paid $300.
For like a holding fee?
Yeah, for 3 days to do a credit check and all that shit. So we're still waiting back. We don't know if we got it yet 100%.
If you don't get the place, do they give you your $300 back?
Yeah.
That's good.
I think so, because I feel like I remember her saying no, that we don't.
No, we definitely do.
Oh, no, that seems like a scam, if not.
Yeah, no, I mean, like, we can always go back there. They seemed hella cool. Don't they always?
That's the other cool. It's not like a big like corporate structure. It's just like some dudes had the building forever, and it's low key. But the building's so quirky. It has like one of those comm boxes that you buzz people in.
Oh, that's awesome though.
The laundry is in the basement.
Yeah, but you can use it. There's coin op, and you can just get an app on your phone, and you just be like, do on your phone. And do your laundry.
Will it tell you when your laundry's like done too?
Ooh,
and
maybe.
You switched?
Probably not. But and then in the basement, it has like this like old musty basement smell. And they have a giant ping pong table down there with paddles and balls.
Yeah, but this place is super. Yeah, the ping pong table is what does it for
me. I was like, yo, why wasn't this in the ad? It's like, oh, that's a selling point.
It's a super new girl. Show, ask
type place. Yeah, the, you know, the building's brick. Yeah, it's, and it has a private courtyard for the building.
Oh, that's dope.
Yeah, there's like a little tiny grill and some table and chairs and like just beautiful out there. So there's like tons of space you can roam around that's not in the apartment, which is nice because, yeah, it's only like 620 square feet.
How big is, yeah. I don't know.
This one, I think most places are like 8 to 1,000. Mm-hmm. Like your place is probably like,
it's probably the same size as her place.
Yeah, yours is probably like 850, 900.
Oh, dang.
But yeah.
No, I feel like, well, yeah, I don't know.
I don't know.
About the same as yours. A little, maybe a little bit.
But tighter. It's two bedroom too?
Mm-hmm.
It's
two bedroom, yeah.
Nice.
It's something. Yeah, the location is the best thing about it. For sure.
But the fact that you're paying the same that you're paying here.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's a dream.
Yeah, so that'll be cool. Excuse I'm excited me. For that. Just like, you know, like already like preparing for like, you know, going out for putting like morning walks and just getting out the flyers and all that shit. So that should be fun. Sorry, I'm tired of shit.
Yeah, it's not your mic being far away. It's just like you're kind of like.
Yeah, no, I shouldn't have taken Xanax before this. should have started doing Adderall. I'm just going to start doing Adderall again. I think that should be fine.
Why don't you do both? What happens if you do Adderall and Xanax?
I'm fine.
Maybe you just remain neutral.
I think that's when you become a rapper. I think that's when you get an album out. I'm working so much just like for this, like, you know.
Yeah.
I just, yeah. Fuck everything. Fuck it all.
Seattle news. You know how we make like Mayor Durkan jokes?
Mm-hmm.
She's resigning
after one
term. She's like the first one to resign after one term in a really long time.
Really? I don't know.
Do you think she would have won again though? Because a lot of people are really unhappy. Even though a lot of the protests didn't.
That could have been why she. I mean, I don't really know too much about what she like, what her views are and shit. I don't really keep up with Mayor Durkan that much, but. What do you have to be governor? Is it like the same like criteria for like president? You have to be like X amount years old.
I have no idea.
I don't know. I feel like it's not like terribly hard. I feel like you have to work a little bit, but I mean, for fucking the
you have
Terminator,
to work a little bit as governor
for the Terminator to become governor. Like, come on now. Like, what are we doing?
It's just again.
And
every
Clint Eastwood for was the guy mayor.
From. Wait, was he?
Yeah, the town that Jack was from, Carmel, California.
Interesting.
In Monterey.
That's really cool. And then that writer, Hunter S. Thompson, he almost won sheriff of Aspen.
So fucking weird.
It was a close one, too.
Aspen, Colorado. That's
yeah.
The sheriff.
Yeah.
You could not understand what this man was saying. Like,
I think it'd be funny to, like, when I'm older, like, to go back home to Dillsburg and run for, like be mayor of, like, a really small city or something. Like, population 500 and you're the mayor. That'd be fucking hilarious. I wonder if you get in on all the secrets.
Oh, absolutely.
What are the Seattle town. Secrets? I would love to know all the juicy behind the door shit.
Well, and in small towns, too. I feel like there's especially good drama.
Sorry, taking a hit.
I'm sure there's a lot because, like, highly populated area for a long time. They have like the I don't plan on doing like.
The oh no! I ashed the cherry.
I'll get it.
Damn, that's the only thing with joints. They're so like, what's the word I'm looking for? Well, like rolls.
Janky.
No, they're just more like blunt. You can be kind of rough with them and shit. Yeah. They're more delicate. That's what I'm...
Delicate. Wow, look. It looks like you have an incense growing.
Weed incense. Oh, my God. Speaking of weed, big monumental thing for weed just happened. The House of Representatives, it passed in the House for weed to be decriminalized federally.
So it's across
the
board.
I mean, it still has to pass the Senate. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, it has momentum, and I don't see why it wouldn't.
Also, I think it's, like, doing so much for states, too, because they can tax it.
Yeah.
And
like when
I don't know why states wouldn't want to.
Like, when Colorado did it, like, the state made so much money. And like
especially for school funding and
oh, my God. Like yeah. Like, I don't know why people are so fucking against it.
Also, if they do say they do decriminalize it, or like in Oregon, for example, when they decriminalize drugs, do people in jail for those crimes, do they get out? What is the process?
I think that's,
for that?
I guess, so. I mean,
they should.
Or maybe it gets the ball rolling. Maybe, I don't know.
They could start appealing their cases.
Probably.
But there's definitely gotta be a lot of cases where it's just like, no, like,
yeah.
Because like, a lot of people, like, you know, I don't know, the goal, like, the way it's set up, it's to, like, dehumanize them and just to institutionalize. That's
what I was gonna say. Yeah, like, most people in prison, well, I don't know. I'd say probably 50-50. Like, half shouldn't be in there and should probably be in, maybe not as far as, like, a mental ward, but they need some sort of, like, evaluation. You can hit that a little bit. Yeah, I don't know. See, I want to do something cool, like,
go to jail.
I don't know. Ooh, in the news of social media. Mm-hmm. Oh, I told you, Cyrus. Floyd Mayweather is doing a fight with Logan Paul.
Yeah, what?
It's Stone.
It's February 20th, I think.
What is it? What weight class is it?
I don't know.
Isn't he not allowed to fight too hard though? Wasn't the last fight he did?
No, that was Mike Tyson.
Oh yeah, because
they're
old.
How old? Yeah.
Someone said they look like two drunk uncles at the barbecue. Like they were not well. And I think it's just, you know, it's kind of, if you're gonna fight hard, but like, I get it, you're old and you know.
Do you think Mayweather will win?
I don't know. I mean,
yeah,
probably. But here's the thing, Logan. It's a win-win for him. No one's expecting him to win. I'm sure he secured the bag.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I probably can't even comprehend the amount that Floyd Mayweather got paid to do this stupid thing. Like,
millions and millions and millions.
Like, when he did an exhibition in Tokyo last year, he got paid $9 million. And he knocked the guy out in, like, 2 minutes.
Yeah, and that was, like, some... I heard that was some, like, rich kid that just, like, wanted... Just really wanted to, like, really badly. And
just wanted the clout.
Like, and, yeah, and Mayweather was just like, you're sure? I'll fuck you up for a little bit. Like, that's fine.
Can you imagine, though, having that much money that you just can blow it on stupid shit like that?
I'll pay $9 million to get my son's ass beat.
Honestly, that's a steal.
Yeah, I've been looking for something like this.
Bargain.
But like, it's crazy this day and age that like someone in like Logan Paul can arrange a fight like this. Like the amount of reach this guy has, like,
what about like 70 inches his arm?
Oh, well, that too. I meant like his like. But no, I mean, it is a mismatch. I mean, he's got like 50 pounds on Floyd. He's probably like 6 inches taller.
So he has to, I'm sure he has to like lose weight and succumb to his ways.
But like, yeah, I'm probably going to buy the fight. This will probably be the first fight I'll buy. Like,
that'd be fun.
For sure, dude. Yeah,
it comes out February 21st.
21st, okay.
That's 2 days before my birthday.
Oh, nice.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of February, I think my book is going to come out on February 11th. Really excited.
Speaking of February, my birthday is on the 12th.
It'll be the, you can ask that. February 11th will be my 4 year anniversary of leaving Pennsylvania.
Oh, I was just going to ask how you came up with that date. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. And the photographer that did my book, like, she did such a good job. Like, her name's Carly and she's from, Canada, lives in Chilliwack, it's called. yeah, super excited.
What's it called again? All the things we're left to sift through.
Yeah, yeah. It's just like about like just sorting out your trauma and like figuring out like how to grow up and what's important in like trying to find silver linings, I guess, in your shitty things. Because basically the message of it is like what traumatizes you as a child are your strengths as an adult, basically.
I agree with that, yeah.
Super stoked. It's a very grown-up book from my last one. It's not just about, like, getting drunk with your friends and passing out in parking lots and...
That's good.
Has some substance.
tear my family apart in it, for sure.
Dang.
When I sent it to my rep at Barnes & Noble, he was like, dude, this is, like, fucking depressing as hell. Like, but it feels good. It feels really good.
Good.
Yeah, it's good to be accomplished.
You should do, like, a reading with a, like, a table of books, and, like, sell your books in Seattle.
Yeah, there's a little bookstore right around the corner from our this apartment if we get it.
Or just sit on a fucking street corner. Like, you wouldn't mind doing that? Like, you know.
Yeah, just hook
sell,
up like
the guys sell mixtapes?
Yeah.
Say
or
donation?
Or just walk around with your fucking backpack and just, you know, fucking along with the flyers. Or, you know.
Yeah. Just set up a little stoop and have a little microphone and speaker and just start reading it.
Yeah. Get a little wagon.
You can get a wagon of book.
You can see that at like fucking, we're walking distance from, walking or bike distance from, if we get this place. I keep getting my hopes up and I just like, you know, I want to be ready for not getting this place and, you know, I want to be prepared for the worst. But anyway, you should do that at parks like Gasworks Park or you know, fucking just out there.
At the top of that big hill.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's basically like the same thing as like musicians just on the corner, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then we could be there and we could be like pushing people
man.
Towards you
My
guys, being
man.
Like, yeah,
Whoa.
You should go listen to that guy. He's so good over
He's
there.
He's spitting
I bought
bars.
One of his books. I've already read half of it.
Cyrus has read 4 pages of Bud.
Yeah, just yeah, that's what you need to fucking do that you talked about only a little bit.
The audiobook?
Yeah.
Yeah, I should probably do that.
Yeah.
I got the stuff right here to do it.
Yeah, yeah. You're welcome.
Thanks.
Yeah, I haven't written anything. I'm just like I've been angry like just
angry
like,
boy.
Yeah. No, I've just been like pissed, but it's so mediocre like I work so much and I'm making so little and just this is so ridiculous like the amount of like stupidity that I have that I think that I'm like you know doing something by working these obnoxious hours when it's like really not I'm honestly just doing it as a stress release at this point like
but it sounds like it's making you angrier
yeah
you might need
I
a
mean,
new stress
like,
reliever
the more money I get like the more like the less anxiety I have so it's just like that's
like,
bonus
like
is coming soon.
I get that next check. So, hopefully it's, you know, from what I hear, it's like about the same as like a regular check. So it'll just be like paid double pretty much. But, you know, we'll see. I don't know. I'm working like fucking 12 hours a day, 6 days a week. So hopefully we'll see if that like gets me like some cool monies.
Like, dude, the week he didn't have a job and we were in Vegas was like the happiest this kid's been. Like, he was just so free.
Yeah.
Miss that guy.
Maybe you need another break after Christmas bone or after you guys get moved into your place.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll see. I fucking
here, try talking with these off. I'm just curious to see the difference.
I feel like these pick up like the popping. We just can't enunciate with our P's and our T's too much.
Oh, you can't spin the mic. You can't be spinning.
Yeah, I think this is going way better.
Yeah, I wish we could do an open mic.
I know, I miss doing those so much.
I feel like I would like that.
I loved them, man.
I want to, like, remember we were talking about going up and, like, haggling each other, like, haggling, like, mm-hmm. the other person? Like, get off the fucking stage. Like, you fucking suck up there. Like, you look ugly. Who let this guy fucking up there? It's like something like really emotional. Like, this is so gay.
Yeah, I met a lot of cool people at open mics, and most people, even if you aren't good, like they're still like supportive and like will clap. And
mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, I don't know when shit's gonna come back, but speaking of like open mics, my best friend back home, Joe, he told me about this game you can purchase for your PC that's like a virtual stand up comedy. You have like a little like digital like character and its lips move when you talk and like and then there's a crowd of online people watching your set and they can haggle you and cheer or boo or
that's pretty dope.
Yeah, so I'm thinking about getting on there and doing that.
Yeah, I definitely think you should.
For sure.
What's it called?
Pretty dope.
I'd have to look it up again. I forget the name off the top of my head.
That'd be good practice, though, because I feel like we're all kind of interested in stand-up in, like our own ways.
Training wheels for, like, being in front of, like, some real people. Is it real, like, people that are listening to you?
Yeah,
or
is
Really? Okay.
Yeah, yeah. It's not just, like, a AI crowd or something.
We all have the trauma to be good comedians. We just need to, like...
I know. Like, that's what I was telling Cyrus. I was like, that's literally every stand-up comic. Like, they just... They don't... They never knew what they were doing. They just had a shitty upbringing. They have hilarious stories, drugs, like, you name it. And, like, that's literally... I think we have enough to at least try.
They have, like, joke writing classes, too. That, really? Like, help you kind of, like form your set in a way. And I would be very interested in, like, doing something like that.
I think that would be dope. Yeah. The psychs have been, like, really, like, expansive of just, like, creativity a little bit. Mm-hmm. It's been pretty dope. Like, I could just, like, sit there and ponder. Like, I'm not, like... I don't think I'm really animated, but, like, I don't know, my thoughts are, like, way more, like, drawn out afterwards, and they're way more in detail than I'm, like, learning words that I've never learned before, and I'm like, holy shit, this is
so weird.
What
are you talking about? What are you learning?
Just after, like, you know, like, doing mushrooms and...
Oh, okay, okay, acid, okay. You feel like your brain has, like I access feel like to a larger vocab?
Yeah, like, just more of your brain's definitely, like, stimulated, and it's not 100% a good thing, so obviously you're killing a shit ton of brain cells, but it does, like, open certain doors of your brain, and blood goes places where it didn't before, and...
Yeah, it's interesting to see, like, the scans, like, people have of, like, studies where, like, they show your brain, like, normal or, like, you know, whatever. And
right, the egg.
Yeah, yeah.
This
yeah.
is your brain. This is your brain. Your drug.
No, when they showed, like, the, what are they called? CT?
Yeah.
CTE scans?
Yeah, 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 yeah. No. And it shows, like...
CAT scans.
CAT, whatever. It shows, like...
MRI. Your...
No.
It's MRI.
I think it is an MRI. Because I think a CAT scans your body.
I don't know either. It just shows, like, when it's, like, when you're on drugs and, like, your brain's just all lit up like a fucking 4th of July, dude. Like, very interesting. Dude.
I know, it's very interesting to see the scans of, like, different things like schizophrenia or marijuana or mushrooms or, like, bipolar. Like, so, brains are wild.
Yeah, magnetic resonance imaging produces clearer images compared to a CT scan. So an MRI is better option than X-rays or CTs. MRIs can better... create better pictures of organs and soft tissues. So,
the more you know.
Have you guys ever got a CAT scan or an MRI?
Oh, I would love to.
She just, like, walks into a hospital. Yo, can I, like, use one of those?
No, like, I don't know. Like, I'm a, like, my mom did coke when she was pregnant, and, like,
you stressed her out, clearly.
Yeah. I've done quite a bit of things that, like, I shouldn't have. So I just, like, I kind of want to see what's going on up there.
That makes me think of the Office episode where Michael burns his foot on the Foreman grill and he keeps trying to stick it in the MRI while Dwight's, like, has a CAT scan. That's Cyrus.
Or, like,
my mom did a lot of cocaine. I want to see my brain.
What the fuck happened in there?
When he's, like, propped up in the conference room with his foot, and he's just, like, telling them, everyone's like, I just want to be treated like a normal person who's had a traumatic injury.
Oh, my God.
I got a CAT scan when I had kidney stones, but they had to, like, wheel me through the hospital in the bed, and it was after they gave me these painkillers.
But you didn't see your brain, though, right?
No, it was on my body because I had kidney stones. Yeah.
Right. I was like, your kidneys aren't in your brain.
Mm-hmm. Okay. But I was at the hospital. These, like, drugs were so strong that I, like, was, like, zoning out on this calendar, and I felt this tickle on my, I felt this, like, tickle on my chin, and I brushed my chin, and I was, like, sitting there drooling because I was just high on these drugs at the hospital. And then they, like, pushed me into, like, the CAT scan, and I'm just, like, hi, like, it just felt like so much stimulation in this hospital bed.
Yeah, fuck, I want to hurt my body so I can get the hospital drugs, dude.
They were good. Or the morphine, like, a different time I had kidney stones. She's like, you'll know when you feel it, cause you're gonna get all warm, and you really do. Yeah. I was like, oh, I'm feeling it.
Have you had kidney stones like throughout your life, or is it just like?
Yeah, my body is a prolific kidney stone maker. So
cool.
Yeah,
what a talent.
Get them every few years.
Wow, and they're extremely painful, right?
Oh yeah, like so bad. Like I get like nauseous because they're so painful. Like I can't even like talk or.
Do you know like for instance, like isn't drinking soda really bad? Like it can if. Like for
probably they don't know exactly why I am. I know that like there's things you can do to help like break them down, like lemon water, like the acidity helps break it down. So I drink lemon tea sometimes.
You want some apple cider vinegar?
Yeah, I think that probably helps too.
Isn't that like that's like a cleansing thing?
You got
thing.
A lot? You got a plug?
I got some.
Maybe.
People take like a shot of vinegar or something in the car there.
Yeah, I have a friend of a friend that did some, or she like went on a fast for like a week. She didn't eat anything for a week, and she just took shot. Like she just did everything, like made tea and stuff with apple cider vinegar, and she said she shit out worms.
What?
Yeah, but I guess they're like natural worms that like
I don't care what
there's
kind
always
of
worms
worm.
In your body there's always
no
worms in your
don't
body.
Tell me that
if you've I've heard if you've eaten sushi you have like parasites in your body
no
well,
stop eating sushi people that's why I don't eat it.
I love sushi
yeah but they're on everything when it comes to they're in dirt which gets on to vegetables and fruits.
I'm good there
which goes in
I don't eat vegetables. Can't get me worms. not today
That's what your next book should be about, why you don't have worms.
Yo, fuck worms.
That's a good title. I'd read that book. Yo, fuck worms.
Yeah. It's just like a worm on the cover with sunglasses.
I love this. Keep it going. Oh, man. I just, I finished New Girl.
Wow.
And one of the characters, if you've seen it.
Yeah.
Okay, Nick, yeah, the bartender,
Nick, yeah.
loser guy.
Loser guy.
I mean, I love him. He's the best character on the show, but. Anyway, I just love like the ending. Can I spoil it for you? Have you seen it all?
I haven't seen like the latest season or anything, right, but it doesn't matter. It's a
he ends girl. Up like figuring his life out because he ends up becoming a writer. And
well, he's been a writer throughout the whole season, but he like works
on
his
actually,
writing.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. And it was just super cool to watch and like.
That's cool.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm out of good shows to watch.
Nick does have major writer vibes.
Yeah. I heard Leonard Kenny is good, and I just like always see it. And I'm just like, nah.
I don't know what that is.
Chance. I got into Broad City a little bit.
Never
it's
heard
really,
of that.
It's kind of like, you know, I don't know, the feminist roar. You know?
I've seen some episodes. Yeah. It's pretty funny.
It's for the girls for sure, but it's always a skit. Sunny. It's like their little. Get show, but it's pretty funny. It's got the guy from Portlandia.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
I feel like Portlandia kind of has like Office vibes, like the kind of sense of humor, like it's so dry.
I never got into
Portland. It's so funny. They literally just made a show making fun of how hipster Portland is. Like,
yeah,
it's pretty accurate.
It's such a simple premise, and it's great.
Is Portland like that big?
It's not big.
It's like a small Seattle, is what I always say.
It's yeah.
smaller than Seattle. Yeah, yeah. Seattle's pretty small. You know?
It's not small.
It's a very walkable city, like downtown.
But yeah, no, Portland is, I mean, significantly smaller.
My Portland aunt is very Portland. She like sells jewelry on Etsy and has a glass blowing husband and a pug in a wheelchair that's
Shut
Instagram
up.
Famous.
No, what?
Yes.
That's so much.
Tell me about the pug.
Yes, his name is Pahoy Hoy. He has over 10,000 followers on Instagram. He's in a
How
wheelchair.
How do you spell that? What is that?
Pahoy Hoy?
It's like a type of lava. It's a Hawaiian
horse.
Word.
P-U. What is it? Pahoy Hoy?
Bahoy-hoy?
I don't know.
Never heard of
I can pull up his Instagram.
I need the Instagram.
It's Bahoy-hoy.
Yeah.
It's like P-A-H-O-E. like, I think it's spelled like Bahoho.
Yeah, honestly, like, if things get dry here, I could totally see moving to Portland. Like,
that's where I originally wanted to go for the longest time.
It's cheaper.
And I love the Oregon coast, and it's an hour away, so.
And, like, no matter what you do, everyone's like, that's cool. Like, in Portland, yeah. Like, everyone's just like, yeah.
It's a little less materialistic in some aspects than, mm-hmm. like, Seattle. Because that's my problem. Sometimes when you get closer to Seattle, the more people are just, like, I don't know, materialistic, over the top.
I hear it's more like rural there.
In Portland?
I don't know if I would be a fan. I heard like country. Like
what? What? Country?
Yeah. Well, I mean, like the crew that I used to fight fires for, they're based out of Oregon. They have like 10 bases in Oregon.
Because there's just so much land there.
I mean, I guess there's a lot of land in like eastern Washington, so.
Well, it's kind of like. I mean, if you're in downtown Portland, like, it's just, like, everything's very walkable, like Seattle. You have the water like Seattle.
Okay.
Yeah, Washington and Oregon are very, very similar in the way that they both have the big major cities like Portland or, like, Seattle. And then, like, when you go east, it's very country and, like, farmland and... That's why, like, have you seen on the maps, like, well, I think it's Oregon, a part of Oregon that's proposed it, where they want to combine county, or, like, combine with Idaho and create, like, a whole new state.
What?
Yeah.
I feel like that's something Idaho would not be down for.
No, I mean, yeah, maybe. I don't know. They're all, like, the same, though, politically, like, their views, and it's just, well, like, they're just rednecks, farmers. But...
I was really curious about where shootings were at. So I was like, I'm sure it's like, you know, everyone's inside and school's closed. So I don't know. But like, yeah, just people are just not doing stuff.
And like at home and stuff like that. So I don't know. Then I just thought there wouldn't be shootings. I'm
pretty stoned. But I looked up and they were like way higher. They're like doubled since
last year.
Really?
Yeah, we surpassed. I mean, all the protests and like crazy shit going on and like fuck the police. Yeah, there's gonna be some fucked up shit. There's there's riots and shit.
Yeah, it's definitely been a hostile year. But
yeah, so shootings have doubled?
It was at fucking 15,000, 2019, 40,000 this year.
Wait, what was the first number? 15?
15,000 12 months ago.
And now we're at 40.
40,000 in the past 12 months. Fucking...
Holy fuck.
The suicide rates are pending all over the place for 2019. Couldn't find them anywhere. But fucking 2018, 24,000... The highest I've seen. But yeah, this year is 22,000 suicides. So we're like, right around there.
Dang.
So it's pretty fucked up.
Imagine how, like, we're already overpopulated. Think about how overpopulated this country would be if everyone behaved and didn't have mental health issues.
Yeah.
There'd be so many, like, it's crazy the amount. Like, trying to, like you hear 40,000, mm-hmm. you're like, eh. Like, 40,000 humans is a lot of humans.
What if that made, like, our lifespan shorter? Because, like, we're, like, healthier. Oh, like, so people are, like, more people are, like, producing. So, like, I don't know. Because there's, like, a give and a take. So what if the way the universe worked instead is, like, we were all happy and healthy, but we only lived to be, like, 30? And there wasn't trauma necessarily because people are mentally healthy.
Okay.
So it's a happier, shorter life versus a longer life with trauma. No, exactly.
Oh, so yeah, no deal.
It'd be like a boring world.
Gray. Just gray everywhere.
Yeah.
There's like that, I don't know if you've seen it, but there's like that stupid like little hipstery saying, it's like Earth without art is just eh.
Yeah.
I love that.
But yeah, so you're saying that shootings are natural selection. That's our natural selection.
Kinda. I'm just saying I think a perfect I mean like survival of the fittest is like
Lacey's
you know.
The first one to get canceled out of us.
Sorry, Lacey.
Between
it's your
me
nightmare
hitting
again.
Pedestrians
people
with my
just
car
up on Facebook and she gets canceled and we jump in like, yeah, screw you.
This is our shot.
But
One of us just needs to say something controversial and get the world mad at them, and so the podcast gets the clout.
I think we already have some controversial
things. We just need to start clipping like the really bad shit and just like posting on forums and acting all mad like, can you believe this? Fuck her.
This guy.
Why did
you
guys
use that really
thing?
Crappy picture of me that you love to send? Oh yeah. That's what I hung out with Abby the other day last Tuesday and she was all, yeah, for some reason, Cyrus just really loves that picture of you where you're making a really weird face.
Yeah, I told you turned into a meme.
I know, I'm like, God damn it.
I was like, you know how I feel?
Gosh, that's great.
Yeah, suicide's not cool. So, self-care. Take care of yourself.
Quit that job. Well, cut that person out.
I mean, I was looking
into it. Sister.
So the highest like
lowest suicide rate is New York.
Really?
That's their happiest state, I guess. But and then the highest suicide rate is Montana.
Well, yeah, I get that.
So that's cool.
I can understand that.
Seattle, honestly, I thought we did have high.
Oh yeah, because the weather and shit.
But someone was telling me that that's like a lot of people who are like in the city and just like closer to people, they're just a lot less likely to, you know, go off. But like in the rural areas, I guess it's a lot harder. I mean, like, you know, you probably don't have that many people to like look to, you know, like the communities are tighter, but I don't know. But stats are stats.
That like the tribe I'm able to
is from their reservation is like Pine Ridge, South Dakota, but it's known for its super high suicide rates and like the average lifespan of like a male in Pine Ridge is like 40 years old because people die either from alcohol, diabetes, suicide.
Yeah, because all they have to like, all there is to comfort them is like cows and.
Yeah.
I don't know what's out there.
It's hard out there.
Oh, you guys got potatoes.
Poverty.
I forgot. Potatoes and poverty.
They go in and
we could make that could be videos ideas to make like you know how like city councils make like stupid videos to like bring like introduce the city to people or something. We could just make troll videos like potatoes and poverty for Idaho.
Yeah,
you can buy like a shitload of potatoes though for like not a lot of
Lacey's
money.
Like, no, I'm not fucking around. It's a great like
no.
It's a good deal.
But no, that reservation is in South Dakota, not Idaho.
My favorite men's basketball team is a South Dakota team.
Really?
They're the South Dakota State Jackrabbits. I pick them
love
every
a
year because the March Madness tournament.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so it's the top 64 teams in college mm-hmm. basketball, and they're usually like fighting. They're always like in contention for the last spot. So like, I think it was last year, or the year before they got in as the 16 seed, and they lost to the 1 seed by like 40, 50 points or something. Ooh. Like, I always root for them though. I love a good underdog story.
Wait, a jackrabbit? Isn't that the rabbit with the horns?
Rabbits
have
horns?
No, it's the big rabbit.
It's
I'm thinking of something
it's
else.
Just a rabbit
what are I don't know what
okay,
I think you're thinking of Narnia.
No, no, that's like a thing when you go to Wyoming or Montana. It's like these mounts with rabbit heads and they have horns on them and there's a name for them. I'm going to Google
yeah, you
right
get on
now,
that
cuz
I'm
show you.
You've piqued my fancy.
It's a country thing.
You wouldn't get it.
A jackalope maybe.
What are you Michelob Ultra?
Hold on, I'm gonna look it up.
Jackrabbits, they scream like people.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I found it. See? It was a jackalope.
A jackalope. See this thing?
That's a big animal.
Oh, is that that cute?
Does it taste
rabbit?
Good?
Is that cute one? That's the cute thing? Is that the cute thing you were talking about earlier? The animal?
Oh, no.
Yeah, what's this? Before we started rolling, Lacey had something to say.
Okay, so first of all, I've been watching a lot of nature documentaries lately. And first of all, I think nature documentaries are a lot more dramatic than people give them credit for. Because in every single nature documentary I've watched, there's always like, they'll show you like a really cute animal, like a marmot or like a prairie dog. And then like right when you're like, oh my god, it's so cute, then they like show the predator that's like hunting them. Oh, and then it really plays with your emotions. Yeah, and then you're like, don't kill the marmot. And then the marmot always just barely makes it and lives. And you're like, yeah. Like, but anyway, while watching these nature documentaries, I came to the conclusion that I think a baby bear is the cutest baby animals of all the animals.
A baby bear, that's what you came to the table with.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I'm like, it might be like a top 10, maybe.
Nope, top three.
Yeah.
Baby bear. Honestly, watch a nature documentary with baby bears. They're so cute.
Do you remember that? You're probably too young, Cyrus, but that cartoon, it was Franklin.
Oh, with the little turtle?
Yeah. You watched Franklin? Okay, you know about the bear then, right? He's the one with the bear friend. That, like, sometimes he had, like, the blue jacket he wore.
I just remember he was a cute turtle. That was his... with like a hat, I think.
Or wait, was that a different show? Bear. I don't know.
Did he set me up?
No. Hold on. I gotta check this.
Was Arthur a bear?
I think so.
I think he was a. Well, yeah. I guess he will. No. He's something weird. Yeah, no. It's something. What show?
Oh, like an antelope thing?
Yeah. Arthur.
What is Arthur?
Yeah. Arthur is.
Hey,
what?
Arthur.
hold on. I'm trying to find out. It's an aardvark. He's an aardvark.
Oh, yeah.
What a cool.
Are they in the bear family?
An aardvark? Maybe.
You say it so condescendingly and judgy, then you're all, baby.
You idiot. You might be right.
Like, my heart drops for a second, and then you ponder it.
TV show, bear friend. Yes, I was right.
What were you right? Oh.
That's his friend.
Oh, yeah, I do remember that now.
Yeah, and sometimes he didn't have his jean jacket and he was just naked.
Okay, I've been watching SpongeBob lately too.
Really?
Like I said, I've been a little depressed, so I've been watching more TV lately. But SpongeBob is so good.
Yeah, no.
I forgot how funny it is. It's good.
Do you remember that show, that movie, that is a Disney movie?
Yeah.
The family of bears.
No,
that
no,
was
the country. The big country bear.
Country bears. Yeah, country but bears. I think they had to, like, I think everyone was, like, bear racist. So, like, they had to, like,
fight. Oh, Berenstain Bears?
No.
I think we already decided on the movie.
Yeah, they had to fight for their right to, like, be bears or something like that. To have rights or something like that.
Oh, I think I'm thinking of a different. So, the country bears is about this little bear that was, like, adopted by this human family, and he was obsessed with the Berenstain Bears, and they were, or not Berenstain Bears, the bears that were this band, and they sang, and then he goes to find this like country band of bears, and then they're trying to save this building that they would perform in. So they
sounds like
the
a touching
concert.
Story.
It's pretty good.
Okay, we were just thinking of all these bear shows now. What else do we got?
These were good.
I mean, I never.
There's nothing better than that.
That looks so great. 2006.
Yeah, Country Bears.
So when did that come out? 2006.
2002.
Ah, damn it!
Yeah, you're trash. Christopher Walken was in it.
Yeah.
I don't know what else he's in. I know his name, but is he a bear?
Oh, he's in.
Does he voice a bear?
Christopher.
Now he's in a lot of movies. He's like known for doing his like little voice though. He's in Hairspray.
He was in Pulp Fiction, Catch Me If You Can, fucking King of New York, fucking what was his big shit? He was in
probably Pulp Fiction. Sounds pretty
Annie
big.
Hall, but like
people always do the Christopher Walken
Wedding Crashers.
Chappelle's Laugh.
Okay. Okay. Balls. None of these are bears. I'm not interested. Are there any more bear shows?
Brother Bear.
What's that one?
The Brother cartoon Bear. Where yeah, the. Are,
it's spiritual. You wouldn't get it.
Indigenous.
My wife.
Like this is about your people right here. Okay. Yeah. I'm a bear.
Dude, okay, I figured out the issue with the mics, I think. No, it's this cord. Talk?
Dude, fuck this cord.
Yeah, Lacey was right.
You gotta hold it the entire duct
tape. Yeah, we'll tape it. Because that secondary mic's the only one that goes in and out. And I just watched Cyrus.
Fuck God.
Just, dude, hit his face with the mic.
I was like adjusting it. Yeah, it just like flew at me like a girl's nightmare Tinder date.
So yeah, I think we just need to buy a better. So yeah, we just need to get a replacement XLR cable.
Yeah, I was hoping to have good news that my
divorce was finalized.
I was gonna.
I called on Thursday, the day after I filed, or the day after my hearing was supposed to be. That you can't go in to do a physical hearing. Bring us the papers and then maybe we'll figure it out. I don't know. Fuck you. And I'm like, okay. So I call Thursday. They're like, we've had COVID in the building. I don't know anything about that. And I was like, what the? Who? Like, get your shit done. Like, do some. It's the papers. You put a stamp on it.
They're like, nah, you look married to me.
Yeah. COVID I'm like, what the
fuck in your divorce?
Yeah, they really are. But I'm just trying to
get this shit going. Call Monday. So I call and dude they rang like four times and then
went to like answering machine. Like who like
they're like leave a message.
I'm like, what is this? I don't understand. Like you guys don't have phones connect like I don't know, work phones like from the courthouse. You're the courthouse. Like it shouldn't be as hard to contact as an IG model. Like this is not this is ridiculous. You're not that hot, courthouse. You're not. Like,
you don't
at
even
all.
Have any followers. And your ass is flat.
The Washington Snohomish
County Courthouse has two fake of lips.
Did all over the place. And it's disgusting.
Your Botox looks busted.
Amen.
Did you guys see the videos of the Kardashians like FaceTiming other celebrities?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, they
Mike's kicking your ass, dude. Just hit you again.
Fuck this mic. Dude, I spent a lot of money on these fucking mics, dude. But they called a bunch of celebrities. They called Dave Chappelle. He's like, "Holy shit." And he like hung up immediately. It was great. But everyone was like,
"Do I don't have any ability to call anyone?"
Yeah, they called Travis Scott, who's like a former, or I think, I don't know if he's still with Kylie Jenner.
Oh,
or anything. But they have a child together. But they call him and he's like, "Oh shit." And like, "Oh, hello," or something like that. And he like hangs up. He's like, "Bye." And then hangs up immediately.
What the hell?
Yeah. Travis Scott was like, "Fuck this noise."
Closing thoughts. What do we got?
I think you know.
I don't know
what the fuck. Merrick, I don't know.
Cutest baby pets are baby bears, baby seals,
brother bear, Franklin,
and baby raccoons. Top three.
Top three.
That's my closing thought.
Yeah, go get a Christmas tree, guys. Mm-hmm. So celebrate with the homies this year. Yeah, I guess that's gifts. Probably what we'll do again. Another Friendsgiving-esque Christmas.
I was going to make biscuits and gravy on Christmas Day.
I love our little family.
Mm-hmm. I'm Cyrus.
Just roll up my sleeves and get the job done. I'll tell you that much. Where's my Copenhagen?
My spit.
God, spit bottles, dude. They're the
said that, I tell you.
I don't.
Spitters.
Stop spitting. Stop packing hogs in your lip.
Oh, you want me to spit something?
But the Nelk boys were big on that for a while.
I know. I don't.
Quit doing it, I think. But...
Good. That's terrible. It's like the grossest way just, to like, get a fucking fix.
Like, that's not going to pick up. And they were like, no, it's so cool.
Packing, slamming hogs. Like,
yeah. You guys slam hogs or what? Like,
yeah. All right. On that note, slam your hogs. Get your tree up.
Long cut, wintergreen.
Long cut, wintergreen. Get your potatoes in poverty in Idaho.
Mm-hmm.
Don't commit suicide. Self-care. Titty lotion. Rub it on your skin. CBD. Rub it on your skin, and not just for titties. Discount code 20%.
Tittylotion.com, 20%. Thanks for listening, homies. See you around town.
Why are we broken? Why are we so broken? I don't want to live any longer. Why are we so broken? I don't want to live any longer. Why are we so broken? We're weird. That was funny. Those pictures of you passed out is hilarious. Like, they look rehearsed. And
no, it was just me living my best life.
Doing way too many drugs and
passing out in parking lots and on the floors of parties.
I want to be passed out in the parking lot and then go to work really tired. Hmm?